Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Business Weekly. Bring you the latest business, economic and financial news from around the country and tell you how they affect you. Business Weekly. Features inspiring Sassanese entrepreneurs. Every Monday morning from 9:15 to 10 a.m. Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Only on Radio Miraya.
This is Business Weekly.
Welcome to the Business Weekly, where we talk business and do business. This is a program that brings you the latest on business and entrepreneurship, and it is done in partnership with BTech, a firm that focuses on building startups and small and medium enterprises in South Sudan. Well, South Sudan is known for having abundant resources, and it is an avenue for investment and has not only attracted people from the region, but also from beyond the continent. Well, as South Sudanese, do we know the business opportunities that are there for our grabs? How do we get involved? To know more, we are joined by Andrew Lam, the Managing Director of EcoFriends, a waste management company that collects and recycles waste in Juba. He's also a winner of the Ignite Challenge. You can also share your views and comments later on the show by dialing 09 2968 6297, or sending us a text message with your questions or comments on 09 1217 7141. But first, let's look at some of the top news stories of the week. We start in the capital, where the South Sudan Drug and Food Control Authority issued an alert on standard drugs and have resulted into the death of several children in the Gambia, West Africa. The World Health Organization had earlier announced a global alert on four cough syrups for children, namely promethazine oral solution, Cofex Marlin baby cough syrup, Mac of baby cough syrup, and Maghrib and cough syrup. All pharmacies and health facilities have been urged to inspect their drugs and report to the authority if any of the mentioned drugs are found. The Maiden Pharmaceutical Limited, the manufacturer of the mentioned drugs, is not a registered supplier in South Sudan. However, the South Sudan Drug and Food Control Authority sent the alert in case of any smuggling into the country. Still in Juba, there was a loggerhead between the Juba City Council and the Islamic Council over the collection of taxes at the Konyo Konyo market. The mayor of Juba City warned of punitive measures against illegal collection in the markets within the city by unauthorized institutions and private individuals. Michael Ladu Alajabo sounded the message last week while on what he refers to as continuous misuse of organized forces by the Islamic Council to collect taxes by forces. The mayor say the city authority is the only mandated institution to organize and manage markets, including collections in the city. Meanwhile, the secretary for the properties in the National Islamic Council, Khalid Juma Abdallah, refuted the mayor's claims. Moving to Eastern Equatoria State, the Torit Municipal Council last week arrested 20 gang members suspected of breaking into shops at the Torit market. According to Torit Municipal Council, the mass shop break caused public disorder. The mayor of Torit Municipal Council, Mustafa Albino Zakaria, said the burglars attacked people at night and are now in custody awaiting investigations. In Central Equatoria State, two people were reportedly wounded following a road ambush along Yekaya Road last week. Director of Civil Military Relations and Public Information, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Machar, said the injured driver is receiving treatment in Arua of Uganda, while the SSPDF sergeant is admitted at Ye Hospital. He said the ambush targeted five vehicles carrying business goods, but notes that the attackers did not loot any item. And finally, in Northern Bergazal, three hotels in Awil town were closed by authorities over allegations of illegal operation. Authorities said the hotel in Iwang and Salam areas were not registered and do not meet the basic requirements for operations, including possessions of operational licenses, parking space, clean toilets, and uniform for workers. The hotels are also accused of allowing people under the age of 18 years to spend the night. Those were some of the big business news that we had on Radio Miraya throughout the week. As earlier I mentioned that we are going to discuss about business opportunities in South Sudan, and we are joined by Andrew Lam, the managing director of Eco Friends, a waste management company that collects and recycles waste in Juba. He's also a winner of Ignite Challenge. Thank you for joining us on Radio Miraya this morning.
Thank you so much.
Well, Lam, you have been able to venture in a unique business in South Sudan, which is waste management. And so you have some clues on the opportunities that are there in South Sudan. How can you describe South Sudan in terms of business opportunities?
Okay. Thank you so much for your question. There's a huge opportunities in this city and especially in this country when it comes to the areas of business. When you look into the service companies, you look at the service industry, there's a huge market to invest in. And another thing, there's some areas in the business that are untouched up to now. So when you look into agriculture sector, it's a huge business sector that is not yet touched, because I do believe South Sudan is a land, is you don't need fertilizers to grow your vegetables or whatever.
So
you just need to go there, find a land and put in, and it will grow. So I strongly believe there's a huge market, and also there's a low competition, you know, having advantage as a young country. So there's no that much competition already in the market.
Are South Sudanese really aware of these opportunities, or is there something missing out there that needs to be done? Because South Sudan has a lot. There is a lot of opportunities in the country.
Okay, there's a missing link when it comes to education. You know, people do believe they look at some industry that they can start. And the concept is that, okay, I need to have a certain things before I start. But the truth of the matter is you don't need to wait for those things to come. You need to start where you are, whatever you have. And you need to use like, okay, you should start with what you have to get what you don't have.
You said education is one of the issues that we are facing in this country. Yet we also have many educated people, and most of the educated are young people. And we know that the young people make up the biggest percentage of the population. And unemployment is really a very big issue in the country. How can youth get involved in businesses in the country?
Okay. Just to highlight something. When I talk of education, I'm talking of enlightenment. Enlightenment in terms of entrepreneurship. You know, we have a lot of graduates who are searching for jobs, but they don't have the concepts. Okay, after I finish school, I need to deploy myself to employ myself. So they come back with the concept, okay, I need to work.
I want to work in an office.
I want to work in an office. I need a white collar job, but that's the part of it. But when you look at the real education I'm talking about, is whereby you graduate and you think, okay, you know, from here I need to create something. I need to go to the market and see what are the challenges, and then to turn these challenges into solutions. And by turning those challenges into solution, you've already created yourself a job. You create other person a job. Yeah, that's the education I'm talking about.
And is it a problem of our institutions? Because, you know, in some countries, when you're still in university, they teach you how to start businesses, especially when you're doing these business programs, how you engage yourself into businesses. You can also start your small businesses while you're still in the university. Do you think it's a challenge with our institutions where we are not instilling this into our students?
For sure. That's the thing. Briefly, 2018, I had the opportunity to study in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that the way of education, the way they orient people, is completely different the way we are oriented. Okay, you go to the class knowing that you're not just only going to finish and look for a job. You are also a part of the solution that the community is facing. So I think institutions has a role to play in installing this mindset in people, that we are not just only telling you after you graduate you go and look for a job, but also we strongly do believe, like, after you finish you have to go and create a job for others, and as well you create a job for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you don't have to rely on the government
you don't need to rely on the government. Okay, you don't need to say, okay, after I finish the job I need to look for white collar job. No, you need to know, okay, when I finish I'm also a part of the solution. Mm-hmm. To the problem that society is facing. And to the institutions also, they should install this mindset into their students, that we are graduating you, not only you go and look for a job, but you can also create a job.
Mm-hmm. Now, Andrew Lam, you ventured into waste management. Can you describe how the process was, how you went through to come into this business? Was it easy?
Okay. EcoFriend company was registered 2020. Mm-hmm. During the corona time. And that's the time that I came back from school.
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually trying to look for a job here and there. But I realized there's a lot of business in this area of collections.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I talked to my friend and I said, hey, my guy, I need to start a company. And he said, okay, what is your idea? I said, my idea is coming up with a system whereby I can focus on collecting the garbage from the household and also from the institutions. And that's how the EcoFriendly starts. And we start collecting, renting a truck. And from 2020 to 2021, the little money we raise from our garbage collection fees, because we don't collect garbage for free.
Mm-hmm.
When
yeah,
we come to your house, you have to charge you, and you have to pay us. So from 2020 to 2021, we managed to buy our truck instead of renting. And by 2022, we happen to be the winners of Ignite Challenge, in which we won $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
And from zero truck, today we have two trucks that are owned by the company. And we have 10 garbage collectors, and we have two drivers.
Okay. And how can you describe the challenges you faced in the beginning? Because you said you had just came up with that idea with your friend, and then you started collecting garbage and getting some little fee from the people in the residential areas.
Okay. The first challenge that we face, and is also the same challenge that young people are facing today, is the access to finance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you may have a very, very latest innovative idea, and you approach these bank institutions. And sometimes you may happen you don't have a loan that you put as a guarantee to the bank to trust you and give you the money. So the first thing I faced for the first 6 months in the beginning of business was, where do we get money to buy a truck? Because you cannot collect garbage without having a truck.
Yes.
Okay. So I tried moving from equity. I went to cooperative bank, tried to tell them, guys, I don't have a loan, but I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And this idea can even you, the bank can be part of it. And they say, okay, but now we cannot give you the money. Okay, so when they say that, we came back home and I told my guy, and instead the bank said, no, we have to do something. Let's try to find a way how we can rent a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see how many houses we can collect the trash from and how many institutions. Okay, and then we start renting the truck. And that's how we start to work.
So in the beginning, you were renting a truck to start your business.
Yes.
Did you face any kind of loss?
Too much loss. You know, too much loss. Sometimes the owner of the truck will call you and say, hey, my guy, I have emergency. I need a truck. But I already agree with a client. By Saturday, I will come and collect your mm-hmm. garbage. So I'm always, every day, losing a client because the truck is not under our responsibility. Okay, we rented it, and the guy said, hey, I need it, because we cannot rent it for the whole month.
Yeah.
Because if we rent that, it's going to be a lot of money. And where will you get that money if you are a setup company?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we run in a loss of losing customers.
Mm-hmm.
But
now after securing the loan, your business is running smoothly.
Yeah.
Can you describe it like that?
Not really, not smoothly. But what I'm saying is we are not losing the focus.
Mm-hmm.
We are still in there. Because there are some factors that you cannot control.
Mm-hmm.
That will always come into business. For example, the policies, the tax. Okay, so far, you know, sometimes we really like feel like this thing is getting hard. Because sometimes it's the tax play a role in how this SMS survive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, another thing is the competition. Because when we started, I think we were the second company.
Mm-hmm.
But today there are a lot of companies.
Yeah, there are so many waste collection companies
that are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but one thing keep us moving is that anything that you start with an idea will always still survive.
Okay. And you talked about competition, and I remember recently there was a company that was mandated by the Juba City Council to be collecting garbage in some parts of Juba. So which areas exactly have you taken? Because we understand that company is taking parts of Munuki and Kator areas.
Okay. It's called Go Green Company.
Yes, Go Green.
Yes. They have a mandate from City Council to collect the garbage from Juba Block and Kator Block.
Mm-hmm.
But EcoFriends, we didn't get a license, or we didn't get a mandate, or we have a contract with the City Council. We deal with the institutions and clients.
Mm-hmm.
The City Council can give you a certificate. Yeah, for you to operate in that business. Remember, we are under a pre-market.
Okay, so how are you people dealing? You get your customers, they just call you and you make a contract with them, or you go to certain residential areas and you inform them about yourselves?
Okay, for this is how we start. We move to a household and we tell them this is what we do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's the best marketing that we get is from customer to customer.
Mm-hmm.
This company collect my garbage, he can also do the same. And that's how we manage. Another thing, we approach the institutions, especially governmental institutions. We tell them, this is what we do. We can be able to help you in collecting your trash. And some of them will be like, yeah, of course, you're welcome.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you're listening to the Business Weekly, where we talk business and do business on Radio Miraya. And today our guest is Andrew Lam, the Managing Director of the Eco Friends, a waste management company that collects and recycles waste in South Sudan. And we're talking about the business opportunities that we have in South Sudan. We are going to give you the opportunity to share with us your comments and your views later on this show. Let's go for a short break, and then we'll come and talk more about business opportunities.
You're listening to Radio Miraya. Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Business Weekly. Bring you the latest business, economic and financial news from around the country and tell you how they affect you. Business Weekly. Features aspiring South Sudanese entrepreneurs. Every Monday morning from 9:15 to 10 a.m. Business Weekly. Talk business, do business, only on Radio Miraya.
This is Business Weekly.
Well, this is the Business Weekly, where we talk business and do business. And today we are talking about business opportunities in South Sudan. And our guest is Lam Andrew, the Managing Director of EcoFriends, a waste management company that collects and recycles waste in Juba. And we have been talking more about this business opportunity that so many people did not know about. Now, Andrew Lam, we understand that your organization was the winner of the Ignite Challenge. Can you tell us more about this?
Okay. EcoFriend is one of the winners of Ignite for Challenge, and that's one thing that always bring me to the point of idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you start with an idea, believe me, you don't go wrong. Because I strongly believe idea control the world. So when we apply, there was 240 something applicants, and from that we happened to be among the 20 that were shortlisted, and from 20 we happened to be among the 9 companies that won that.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it just give me a validation that the idea is real, idea can market itself, idea can mobilize the resources by itself.
Okay.
It depends on how you approach the market with an idea.
Okay. So what kind of businesses were taking part in this challenge? Was it only on your particular area, which is waste management, or other business?
No, it was basically they call it Ignite Food Challenge System.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in the area of food, food industry, food processing, some complements that are already adding to the food system. So these are the companies that were, it was in line of agriculture.
Okay.
Yes.
So how are you connected to that?
Okay. EcoFriends do a waste management recycling.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it. So what we do, we apply using a concept of, turning this liquid waste into manure, and we sell this manure to the farmers. Okay. And instead of purchasing the artificial fertilizers,
mm-hmm.
So it becomes so cheap, become available, and it is, you can get it.
Okay. Are people now purchasing your manures that you're making?
Some.
Okay.
At the dumping site.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is their reception like? Have they given you a feedback on how this manure is?
Yeah, the thing is, sometimes you get someone coming and say, okay, this thing really helped me. And you'll be like, okay, fine. But not all of them that come back, of course. Some of them, they may prefer other sources, okay, that are important compared to the local manure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So you started your business with your friend, just like a small business. Then you are able to win this challenge and get some money, so that now your business is expanding. What kind of message can you give out to the youth out there who are trying to venture into businesses but they don't know where to start?
Okay. There are three things. There are three things they need to consider. One, you don't need to start with more money.
Mm.
Okay, because a lot of the time we say, okay, I don't have money, how do I start? But one thing I still strongly believe is when you start with an idea, the idea has a way on how it market itself. That's number one. Number two, you need to start small. You don't need to start big. Okay, so most of the time people say, no, if I don't have a certain amount of money, I cannot start my business. You don't need to start big. You need to start small. And when you start small, you will understand how you manage those small problems. It will also help you how to manage the biggest issues when you grow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is the Business Weekly on Radio Miraya, where we talk business and do business. And today we are joined by Andrew Lam, the Managing Director of EcoFriends, a waste management company that collects waste in Juba. And today we are discussing about business opportunities in South Sudan. If you have any questions or comments, you can forward them on our text line, which is 0912177141, or you can call us on 0929686297. After the break, we're going to be taking some of your calls and questions.
This is Business Weekly.
Well, this is the Business Weekly on Radio Miraya, and today, as I earlier mentioned, that we are talking about business opportunities in South Sudan, and I'm joined by Andrew Lam, the Managing Director of Eco Friends, a waste management company that operates in Juba, and it started just recently, and the business is picking up. You can call us on 0912177141 and give us your comments or your questions, or send us an SMS on 0929686297. Let's pick our first caller of the day. We are talking about business opportunities in South Sudan, and we have Andrew Lam, the Managing Director of the Eco Friends, a waste management company in South Sudan. When we have been talking a lot more about business opportunities in South Sudan, you can call us on 0912177141 and give us your comments on the issue about business opportunities in South Sudan, or you can ask your questions and he's our expert who's here to answer you. And or you can send your questions on 0929686297. Let's pick another caller. Hello, Radio Mira.
Hello, I realize so.
This is Helen Toby. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Helen. Helen Toby, I'm calling from.
Okay, what's your question? Your comment.
I would like to welcome the guests in the studio talking about waste management.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there are so many companies operating under waste management and waste recycling.
Mm-hmm.
And people are still complaining that Juba is still dirty and cannot even meet international standards. I don't know what is wrong. Why don't they work on the hygiene and sanitation and to make Juba clean?
Okay.
Think that it will attract the foreigners.
Okay. Thank you.
That is what I would like.
Okay, thank you very much. That was one of our callers, and he's concerned about the city, which he's saying that is not really clean. What can you say about this?
Okay. His name again?
I can't quite remember, He's calling from one part of Juba.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much for your question. Let us be honest and let us be real on this point. West cleaning is a service, and that means there's someone who's going to pay for that service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm talking on behalf of the private sector, not on behalf of behalf of government.
Mm-hmm.
We have those cars, and we come to your house. We say, "Hey, my brother or my sister, we have the truck. We are gonna come here every Saturday to come and collect your trash, and then we fix the fees that is good with you, and it is good with your budget, okay? But I can just bring all my two trucks and say, okay." Monique is dirty, I'm going to clean it up free of charge. Then who will pay the drivers? Who will pay the garbage pickers? Who will pay the fuel for the truck? So cleaning is a service, and that means there's somebody that will pay for it.
Mm-hmm. And it's a collective responsibility. For you to pay, and then you get
your place clean.
Well, I hope your question has been answered. You can still keep on calling us on 0912177141. Let's pick another caller. Hello, Radio Mirai.
Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Adeo Mobok Adeo from the University of Al-Ghazal in Wau.
Okay, thank you very much, Adeo, for joining us. What's your question or comment?
I have three questions, I guess, in the studio.
Mm-hmm. You can go ahead.
Like for us in Wau and in the other states across the country, we don't have such kind of companies which are there to take their role of cleaning up the town waste and also garbage across the country or in Wau particularly. So what plans do you guys have to extend your project or your company to the state, like Western Barangzal State? Because you never know, some of us here might be committed to the services which you have just said earlier. So what is your plan to reach us here to WOW and to the other states across the country? This is the first question. The second question is, what message do you have to the, you know, to the young people, especially the fresh graduates, who might be thinking of getting white collar job than taking up that role by running a small business, which will also enable them to keep their lives and wait for them a better job in the future? Because you find people redundant, loitering, spending much time on the dumbest places or the deep places, and they refuse to take up such kind of jobs so that they can also sustain their lives and that of the family. So what is your message to the young people who doesn't want to work so that they can be able to get something? Finally, what is your plan to the state and in Juba to also educate people on other, you know, other business opportunities? Because you never know, some of young people have no knowledge. They don't have such kind of knowledge and on what to do, even if someone has a capital.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what to do, how to start a business.
Okay.
Are you getting me?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
I'm asking whether he also has a plan in his company as a
mm-hmm.
team to move across the state,
mm-hmm.
Across the country, in all the states across the country, to educate young people on how business opportunities are created,
mm-hmm.
on how they should move on with their business without challenges,
okay.
on how they should also tackle some of the challenges which they might have faced in running their business.
Okay, thank you very much, Ado, who called us from Western Bergazal. And he has three questions. He first wants to know whether you people can expand to the state, and also what kind of advice you can give to young people concerning West management and also other business opportunities that they would like to. You can go ahead and answer.
Okay. Ajo, thank you so much for your concern. The first question is, what are the plans for the eco-friend company toward other states? First of all, we have a vision from 2022 to 2025. And our vision is to extend to three states.
Mm-hmm.
And WOW is number one, followed by Yambio. And you may say, why these two states? The thing is this, business growth has something to do with population.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say WOW, we are targeting the population. And the population that will buy that services. You know, I can't say, okay, I just need to go to this place because there are people and they will maybe buy it. No, I need to have my own strategic plans that when I move to this place, eventually 80% or 70% or 40% will buy the service. So our plan up to 2025, we are hoping to extend to WOW and Yambio. But the first thing that we said before, EcoFriend was idea company.
Mm-hmm.
So we always had an issues to do with funding and access to finance. So as long as the company grow, we'll eventually reach there. Depend on the services, depend on the finances that we may get in a place. Because
okay.
going to the city like that, you need to have cash.
Need to have cash to start
you
your business.
You need to have cash to extend.
To extend to those places.
Know, extension of services, upgrading and innovation required money.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
okay.
I think I answered his
I hope
there.
His first question has been answered. The second question is, what messages can you give to the youth who want to venture in businesses in the country?
Yeah, and he's saying about the fresh graduate in university.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first thing I want to say is this. As a human, you have to rebel against your system. When I say rebel against your situation, is that when you know, now you don't have this, what are the things that you should start doing? Okay. So knowing that you finish your school, you finish your university, and you are home, you are not doing anything, there's something that you can do. For example, in my state or in my hometown where I came from,
mm-hmm.
after I finished the school, I went there and I started doing genets, okay? I started go and buy genets from the farmers and put in the store. During the dry season from January to February, I bring it to Juba. And I make money
mm-hmm.
because I don't need to sit down and say, okay, I'm looking for a job in organization or in government.
Yeah, no. You have to start by
but
yourself,
like,
create job
yeah,
for yourself.
Yeah, I made more money
mm-hmm.
in collecting genets in the village than staying in Juba. Yeah. So you need if you need to find a ways how to start. And you don't need like, okay, if I don't have a certain things, I will not start. No. You have to find something to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you have to start from wherever you are.
From wherever okay, you are, you have to start.
And there was also a third question where he was.
The third question is educated people in business opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Are you planning to do that? Do you have any plans?
No. The thing is that's not my field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can if they organize themselves, if there's organized body and they say, okay, Lam, we really need you to come and do some kind of a training. Maybe financial trainings. Maybe, okay, I have money and I don't know what to do. That's the work of consultancy. Mm-hmm. So the bodies that act there.
Yeah, the bodies who are mandated to do that,
okay? But also, if you want to come on individual level, you say, okay, we need LAMP, then let that request come under the institutions. And that's where it can be easily for somebody to go and do that service.
Yeah, we hope your question has been answered. There is also a text message that is coming in from our Will. There's someone saying that I am Yai Mawen and I'm happy to have the guest on the studio for his creating job opportunities. He's asking, do you have branches in our Will and other states? Our guest earlier mentioned that they're still in Juba and they are expecting to expand to the other states if there is funds that are available. Well, let's pick another caller, the last caller of the day. Hello, Radio Mirai. We seem to have lost that caller. What kind of message would you give to the public in terms of waste management? Because some people, maybe they have some other ideas about waste management. What kind of message can you give to the public on that?
Okay, the first one is that, you know, keeping the city clean or keeping, you know, any place clean is a corporate responsibility. It's not only it shouldn't be left only to city council that the one who will only come and collect the garbage. No, it's the responsibility of every citizen to make sure mm-hmm. our city look good, our houses look clean, and everything around us is clean. I advise even to the taxis, don't throw the bottles on the road, because this is your city and this is our city. So we have to make it clean. Wherever you are, have that message. It's not the city council that will keep the city clean. It's the responsibility of every citizen.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Andrew Lam, for joining us this morning. And we have been talking about business opportunities in South Sudan. And this is the Business Weekly on Radio Miraya. We always come on Monday from 9:15 to 10 while we talk business and do business. Thank you for joining us. Until next week, my name is Helen Toby.
Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Business Weekly, bring you the latest business, economic and financial news from around the country and tell you how they affect you. Business Weekly features aspiring South Sudanese entrepreneurs every Monday morning from 9:15 to 10 a.m. Business Weekly, talk business, do business, only on Radio Miraya.